series for REAAE members, hosted by Kirsty Liljegren and Kerry O'Neill, committee members.
An opportunity for rich thinking and dialogue as a context of continuous interaction between you and your colleagues.
We are absolutely delighted to welcome Dr. Jane Merriweather from Western Australia to our third podcast today to talk about environment, spaces and relations.
What would be the characteristics of the educational environments in Reggio Emilia?
So some time ago, a research project constructed by Giulio Ceppi and Michele Zini identified 12 broad characteristics evident in Reggio environments. And these characteristics were separately identified to illustrate the way each characteristic works within the whole, but in practice they're interdependent and support one another. And although this work was done back in the late 1990s, I think the characteristics identified by Ceppi and Zini remain really helpful in regard to understanding the broad concept of the environment as it's understood in Reggio. So the first of the 10 broad characteristics is overall softness. Ceppi and Zini use the metaphor of overall softness to describe the features, or one of the key features that's evident in the schools in Reggio, and it draws attention to the tangible sense of sereneness, amiability, and just overall livability that is evident in those schools. Anyone that's been there will know what I'm talking about when I say that. It's not necessarily homeliness, but there is a sense of livability in all of the schools. So they're open and flexible spaces, and they provide a diverse and stimulating environment that enables the possibility of being part of a group, but also to work autonomously. And the spaces invite listening, exchange and attention to others. The second of Ceppi and Zini's characteristics is relation, and it refers to the way schools in Reggio pay close attention to the ways that the environment creates connections not only between people, but also between spaces, ideas and things.